Let's pray together.
我们先祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be together.
父，我们感谢你给我们这样的机会聚在你面前。
We pray that you would grant us your Holy Spirit.
我们求你赐下圣灵。
Who helps us to understand the truth.
愿你帮助我们了解真理。
And to live it.
而且活出来。
And so, Father, we pray that you would be honored.
愿你的名得尊贵。
And that good would be done to our souls.
而且我们也得到益处。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Well, if you will look up on the screen, we're going to read one verse from 2 Peter.
我们读彼得后书的第一章第十节。所以弟兄们，应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。
Amen.
Amen.
We come now to the doctrine of effectual calling.
好，我们现在要讲到有效的呼召的教义。
Obviously, in this passage and other passages,
很明显啊，在这一段经文和其他一些圣经经文里
，election and effectual calling are brought together.
神的拣选跟有效的呼召这两个教义是息息相关的。
But election is that which took place in eternity past.
神的拣选是在创世之前就已经决定的。
Effectual calling is what happens to us in this life.
而有效的呼召是在今生今世发生的。
And so let's begin to unfold this.
好，我们来看看这个教训。
First of all, we begin with different terminology.
好，我们先看看不同的词用词啊。
Some people call effectual calling irresistible grace.
好，有人呢称有效的呼召为不可抗拒的恩典。
But in my estimation, this term is actually not descriptive enough.
但是在我的理解里啊，无可抗拒的恩典这个用词啊，不够形容的彻底。
Other people talk about invincible grace.
还有人说呢，这个是必然得胜的恩典。
And the idea is that God's grace triumphs over our sin and rebellion.
意思说，神的恩典胜过我们的反叛跟我们的罪恶。
Which is very true.
的确如此啊。
Other people call this efficacious grace.
还有人称之为有效的、大有功效的恩典。
That is the grace that's actually effective in bringing us to Jesus Christ.
就是这个恩典。可以把我们带到基督面前是大有功效会达到目的的。
But, we're going to call it effectual calling.
那我们呢就称之为有效的恩召。
This narrows the scope, if you will, to the main issue.
好，这个就把它的范围缩小到集中到它的焦点上。
And so we're going to look at tonight at the internal call and the external call.
好，我们今天要讲到里面的、内部的呼召和外界的呼召。
So I want to begin with a few different definitions from the 1689 Baptist Confession of Faith.
所以我们先看看这个定义啊，就是1689年的浸信会的信仰告白给它的定义是什么。
Chapter 3 and paragraph 6.
好，第三章的第六节，我读啊。有效的恩召的定义，神既指定蒙选召者得荣耀，所以他更借着他自己永恒与最自由的旨意，预定了达此目的的一切途径。蒙呼召者虽在亚当里堕落了，却被基督所救赎，到了适当的时候，由于圣灵的工作，呼召他们对基督发生有效的信心，被称为义，得儿子的名分成圣，借着信得蒙他能力的保守，以致得救。除了蒙神呼召的人以外，无人被基督救赎。蒙有效恩召称义， 得儿子的名分，成圣与得救。
Now in chapter 10, paragraphs 1 and 2,
我们再看第十章的第二、第三节。凡神所预定得生命的人，而且只有这些人，他喜欢在指定与悦纳的时候，本着他的道与灵，有效地招他们离开本性之罪与死的状态，而到耶稣基督的恩典与拯救中，在属灵与得救的事上光照他们的心，以致明白有关神的事，除掉他们的实心，赐给他们一颗肉心，更新他们的意志，用他的大能使他们决定向善，并有效地吸引他们来救耶稣基督。但他们来是极其自由的，因他们的决定是被主的恩造成的。
Paragraph 2.
第二个段落。此有效的恩召是唯独出于神白白的与特别的恩典，丝毫不是由于在人里面预见什么，是预先看见什么。这恩召也不是由于受造者自己有什么能力或行为，因人在这恩召上全属被动。人死在过犯和罪中，极致被圣灵的唤醒和更新，他才能答应此招，并接纳在此恩招中所提供和传达的恩惠。这恩招的能力并不少于那叫基督从死里复活的能力。
So effectual calling,
所以有效的恩招啊，
is when God the Holy Spirit
是神三位一体的第三位圣灵
come to us in the preaching of the gospel
借着传讲福音的时候圣灵领导我们
and opens our eyes and opens our hearts
开启我们的眼睛开启我们的心
and enables us
加我们能力使我们能
empowers us to respond to the gospel
给我们能力能够回应福音的呼召。
When we talk about effectual calling,
当我们讲到有效的恩召的时候
we first of all are presupposing our deadness in sin.
首先呢我们预设了人死在罪恶过犯中。
If what we said last night about the human condition is true,
如果我们昨天晚上讲到人的本性的状态是真实的
then God must do something profound inside of us.
那么神必须做一件极彻底的极大的事在我们里面
before we can come to Christ.
我们才能够来到基督面前。
And so as we saw last night,
所以我们昨天晚上看了啊
The Bible says, although you were dead in trespasses and sins,
圣经说虽然你们死在罪恶过犯中
God made us alive in Christ.
神叫我们在基督里活过来了。
Effectual calling also depends on election.
所以有效的恩召呢也预设了神的拣选。
And so, as we saw in some of the passages,
我们看到一些经文啊
There's a connection between God's electing and His calling.
在神的呼召和神的拣选之间呢，有一定的关系。
In other words, God effectually calls those whom He has chosen.
换言之呢，神有效地呼召那些他已经拣选的人。
Let's take a look at Romans chapter 8.
我们看罗马书第八章啊。
Verses 29 and 30.
29到30节。对，好。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人，又招他们来；所招来的人，又称他们为义；所称为义的人，又叫他们得荣耀。
Some people have called this the golden chain of salvation.
有些人称这段经文称之为呢 是救恩的黄金锁链。
And we'll revisit this passage in a little bit.
我们会再看这段经文哦。
But what I want you to see is the connection between predestination and calling.
现在我要你看到的就是神的预定和呼召啊之间的关系。
As the confession says,
正如信仰告白所说的,
those whom God has chosen, he effectually calls.
他所拣选的人, 他也有效地呼召他们。
And then, let's see, Romans 9:11.
再看罗马书九章十一节。
We saw in the previous hour.
我们上个钟头看到了。
But notice the connection between calling and election.
再看看神的呼召和拣选的关系啊。双子还没有生下来。善恶还没有做出来，只因要显明神拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃在乎招人的主。
Okay, then 2 Timothy 1:9, which we also saw.
提摩太后书一章九节，我们也看到了。
Notice again the connection between calling and election.
再看看神的拣选和呼召之间的关系啊！一章九节，神救了我们。以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是在万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
And so when we are effectually called,
当我们被神有效的呼召时
，what in essence happens to us?
当时真实发生了什么事呢？
Is that God actually makes us alive.
就是神使我们活过来。
He takes us from death to life.
他使我们出死入生。
And so effectual calling,
有效的恩召呢?
And the new birth go hand in hand.
和重生是息息相关的。
But that doesn't mean that everybody who hears the gospel,
那这个意思不是说每一个听见福音的人啊,
is automatically converted.
就自动就得救了,就信主了,不。
In fact, there are many people who hear the gospel over and over and over.
事实上有很多人听了福音一次又一次听到福音啊。
They're told the importance of believing in Jesus.
我们告诉他们你要相信耶稣这何等重要。
They hear the message of repentance.
他们听到了要悔改。
They hear the offer of the gospel.
他们听到了这福音给你的礼物。
And they remain defiant in their sin.
但是他们仍然在他们的罪中抵挡福音。
And so as we consider the idea of calling,
所以当我们考虑这个呼召的问题时,
we need to recognize that the Bible teaches two different kinds of calling.
我们需要明白啊,圣经教导两种不同的呼召。
There is the external call of the gospel.
有这福音外在的呼召,招人悔改。
And there is the internal call of the gospel.
也有那福音里面的内在的呼召,恩召。
I want us to explore both of these.
这两者我都要去查考一下啊。
Last night as I was preaching to you,
我昨天晚上当我正在讲道的时候
and I urged you to believe in Jesus Christ,
我在劝勉你们要相信耶稣基督。
That was the external call of the gospel.
这是福音外在的呼召啊。
If I could have done something inside of you,
如果我可以在你心里头动工的话,
to make you respond,
我能够叫你从里面回应的话,
and make you believe,
我可以叫你从里面相信的话,
I would have done it.
如果我能够办到, 我就会去做的。
But the only thing that I have is my Bible and my words.
但是我所有的只有是我的圣经跟我的语言而已。
That is the external call.
我只能够外在招你。
And so what we know about the external call is, first of all, it's commanded in Scripture.
首先我们所明白有关外界呼召是圣经吩咐我们要招人悔改。毫无疑问，圣经要我们将福音传遍天下，果效如何，另当别论。但无论如何，基督的命令我们必须顺服，这是毋庸置疑的。因为神显明的旨意是基督徒言行的唯一准则，圣经是我们言行的准则。Okay,
I'm done.
Okay,
okay. The fact is that we as Christians are told by Jesus.
因为耶稣吩咐我们基督徒
to evangelize and to make disciples.
要传福音，要宣教士，万民做他的门徒。
The church has been given the Great Commission.
神给了教会的大使命。
And so it is our responsibility to call people to repentance and faith.
宗教责任要呼召人, 要悔改, 要信主。
There's a famous American theologian named R.C. Sproul.
有个很有名的美国的神学家叫做 R.C. Sproul.
Does anybody know R.C. Sproul? A few of you do. When he was a seminary student,
当他在神学院做学生的时候,
he was in seminary class one day.
有一天他在课堂上,
and the professor was a man named John Gerstner.
有一个教授, 神学教授叫这个名字。
And the professor said, students, I have a question for you.
学生们啊, 我有个问题啊。
If God has decreed all things,
如果神已经预定了所有发生的事情,
and he has his elect,
而且他已经有他的选民, 已经拣选了,
why should we evangelize?
我们干嘛还要再传福音呢?
And many of the students tried to give profound answers.
很多学生呢, 就讲一些很深奥的回答啊。
And R.C. Sproul sheepishly raised his hand.
这个R.C. Sproul 当时是个学生, 他很腼腆地举起手来, 害羞的。
And said, could it possibly be
他说可不可能这个答案是,
that we should evangelize because Jesus told us to?
我们要传福音,因为耶稣吩咐我们要传啊。
And the professor said, imagine that!
这个教授说,你听听!
Mr. Sproul thinks that it might be a good idea for us to evangelize.
Mr. Sproul 说,我们传福音是个很好的主意啊。
Because Jesus told us to.
因为耶稣要我们去,他吩咐我们去传呢。
The reality is,
事实上,
whether or not we can reconcile sovereignty and responsibility,
不管我们能不能够, 在神的主权和人的责任之间, 我们达到和谐, 达到统一,
we all have a responsibility to share the faith.
不论我们能不能明白, 我们都有责任要传福音,
and to evangelize.
而且把这个信仰传开。
And so the external call, first of all, is commanded.
首先,这个外界的呼召是耶稣的命令。
But secondly,
第二,
it is universal and indiscriminate.
福音外在的呼召是普世性的,而且不分等级的。
By universal, I mean it is to go everywhere.
我的意思,这个普世性就是人人要听到这个外界的呼召。
And by indiscriminate, I mean it is to go to everyone.
不分等级,我的意思就是说每个人都应该听见这个呼召。
Notice that last night in preaching the gospel to you,
记得昨天晚上当我传福音的时候,
I didn't say,
我没有说,
those of you who are elect should believe.
你们这些蒙选召的人应该相信。
Said everyone should believe.
我说每个人都应该相信。
Everyone should trust Christ.
每个人都应该信靠基督。
I didn't go and look at and see who looked like they were elect.
我没有观察一下哪个人像是蒙拣选的，哪个人不像。
And I didn't say, well, she's sleeping, so she's probably not elect.
我说，哎呀，他听到的时候在睡觉，可能他没有蒙召啊。 神没有拣选他。
He's texting. He's probably not elect.
他在那儿打手机，他可能没有蒙拣选。
It was universal and indiscriminate.
不，这是普世性的，这是不分等级的，人人都要听到这个呼召，回应这个呼召。
We see a number of examples of this in Scripture.
我们在圣经里看到一些例子啊。Matthew
chapter 11, verse
28章，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你得安息。And
so Jesus gives the invitation, come to me.
所以耶稣邀请人，凡劳苦担重担，来。
And what's the qualification for coming to him?
要来的资格是什么呢?
The only qualification is that you're weary and heavy laden.
唯一的资格就是你劳苦,你担重担,你疲惫,你疲乏,你无力,来。
If you meet that qualification,
如果你够那个资格,你劳苦担重担,
and you come to him,
你来到他面前,
he will give you rest.
他就会给你安息。
He doesn't say, come to me.
他没有说来。
If you know you're elect.
如果你知道你是蒙拣选的,就来。 没有。
Says, come to me if you're weary.
没有。 他说,如果你疲倦,疲乏,担重担,来。
John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章,
Verse 37 and
38. 37到38节,节期的末日就是最大之。耶稣站着高声说,人若渴了,可以到我这里来喝。信我的人,就如经上所说, 从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
And so Jesus on the last day of the great feast,
所以在节期的末日，主耶稣
invites people to come to him,
邀请人来到他面前。
And the only qualification of coming to him,
要来到他面前唯一的条件与资格是什么呢？
Is if you are thirsty.
就是如果你渴了就可以来。
If you're thirsty, come to him and drink.
如果你渴了可以来到他面前喝。
And you'll have rivers of living water flowing from you.
那么从你的腹中就可以流出活水的江河了。
And so notice in both of these occasions,
好，注意啊，在这两个情况下，
Jesus invites people to himself,
耶稣邀请人来到他面前，
and the only qualification,
唯一的资格就是，
is to feel your need of him,
就是你要认识到自己对他的需要。
Isaiah chapter 45 verse 22,
以赛亚45章22节，地极的人都当仰望我，就必得救。因为我是神，再没有别神。
And so here again we have another example.
这里是另外一个例子了。
The invitation goes to all the ends of the earth.
这个邀请是要到达地极。
The prophet does not simply say, "Turn to me, Israel, and be saved."
这先知没有说以色列人，你要仰望我就必得救。不。
It's turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth.
他来说，地极的人，所有的人都当仰望我就必得救。
This was the verse that was preached when Charles Spurgeon came to know Christ.
当斯布森呢信主的时候，当时讲的就是这篇道，讲的这段经文。
And some of you know Charles Spurgeon.
你们当中可能有人知道斯布珍。
And he was a young man who was wrestling with conviction of sin.
他年轻的时候，他正在挣扎，因为他觉得自己罪恶深重。
And he had decided to go to church one Lord's day.
有一天呢，主日他去礼拜堂去教会。
And a terrible snowstorm came and locked the city down.
那天刚好呢，刮了一场大风雪，所有的交通都断绝了，路不好走了。
So he couldn't get to the church he was intending to get to.
所以他去不了他本来想去的那个教会。
So he slipped down an alleyway to get refuge from the storm.
他就走了一条小巷子，为了避开那个大风暴。
And ended up in a little Methodist chapel.
他就进到了一个很小的小礼拜堂，一个寻道会的小教会。
The regular pastor couldn't get to the church.
那天呢，他们的讲道人，他们的牧师呢，不能去教会，因为风雪太大。
And so after sitting around for a while, one man stood up.
所以他们呢，在那儿坐了一会儿呢，其中一个人就站起来了。
And thought he might as well give the sermon.
他说，牧师不来，我就讲道吧。
And there was young Charles Spurgeon sitting in the congregation.
那当时呢，年轻的斯布珍坐在会众当中。
And the simple man took this as his text.
这个看起来头脑简单的一个传道人呢，他就
Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth.
他就拿这段经文当做他讲道的经文，他说地极人都当仰望我。
And after reading the text a number of times,
他读了几次之后呢，
he says, who must turn? Everybody must turn.
谁必须仰望他呢？所有的人都要仰望。
And Spurgeon said he said the same thing over and over again.
斯布登在下面，后来他说，他在那儿讲了，就反复他没别的话说，就反复这段经文。
He said he obviously wasn't a very smart man.
他说看起来呢，他看起来不像一个什么很流利、很有学问的人呢。
And then he finally said, "Young man in the back."
他最后说，哎，那个年轻人坐在后面的。
You need to turn and be saved.
你需要回转，你要仰望主来得救。
And God opened Spurgeon's heart.
神就开了斯布珍的心眼。
And he came to know Christ.
他那天就认识了主耶稣。
And then will end up leading thousands to Christ in the course of his ministry.
后来借着他后来的服事呢，斯布珍带领了成千上万的人归向了基督，仰望了基督，得了救。
Revelation chapter 22.
启示录二十二章
22:17. 17节。
圣灵。和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
Here's another example of the external call.
这是另外一个福音外在的呼召的例子。
Notice the Spirit says come.
注意啊，圣灵说来。
And so the bride says come.
心腹也说来。
And so who's the bride?
这个心腹是谁呢？
Who?
谁呀、啊？心腹。
It's the church.
教会嘛。
And so the church is calling to sinners to come.
是教会在呼召罪人来。
And notice the invitation.
啊，注意这个邀请啊。
To the one who hears, say, come.
听见的人也该说来。
Notice just to the one who hears.
啊，注意啊，是那些听见的人。
To the one who is thirsty, come.
那些口渴的人也当来。
To the one who wishes to take water without cost, come.
愿意的人也可以白白的取生命的水喝，可以来。
This is a call that's universal and indiscriminate.
好，这个是外在的普世性的，而且不分等级，向所有人的呼召，人人该来。
And so the external call of the gospel is commanded.
所以福音外在的呼召是神第一，神的吩咐。
It's universal and indiscriminate.
好，第二是普世性的，第三是不分等级的，人人该来。
It goes out everywhere to everyone.
所有的人，每一个人都应该听见这呼召而来。
But this call is also resistible.
但是这个呼召呢，也是可以抗拒的，可以拒绝的。
I want you to see these passages, and these are very, very important.
我要你看这些经文啊，这些是很重要的一些经文。
Isaiah 65, 11 and 12.
以赛亚65章11到12节。但你们这些离弃耶和华，忘记我的圣山，给时运摆宴席，给天命盛满调和酒的，我要命定你们归在刀下，都必屈身被杀，因为我呼唤你们没有答应，我说话你们没有听从，反倒行我眼中看为恶的，拣选我所不喜悦的。
And so here the Lord actually tells people,
好，这里呢主在告诉人，
I called, but you didn't answer.
因为我呼唤你们没有答应啊。
I spoke, but you didn't hear.
我说话你们没有听从哎。
And so God sends his prophets.
所以神差遣他的先知去。
And they proclaim the word of the Lord.
他们传讲神的道。
And God says, I called you through those who spoke on my behalf.
神说我借着这些借着我名传道的先知向你们说话。
And you didn't answer me.
你们没有答应我。
And I called you and you didn't hear me.
我呼召你们，你们没有听从，没有回应。
And so there is a call that is resistible.
所以这是一个可以抗拒的，可以拒绝的呼召。
Two examples of resisting this call is Luke chapter 9 and verse 30.
两个例子。
Acts 7:51.
Okay, 我们看这段。
Acts 7:51.
使徒行传第七章五十一节啊。其中一个例子，你们这应着景象心与耳未受割礼的人，时常抗拒圣灵，你们的祖宗怎样，你们也怎样。
So here's Stephen preaching.
这是斯提凡在传道。
And he has given a history of Israel.
他首先呢讲明了以色列的历史啊。
And he says to those who had rejected the Messiah,
他告诉那些拒绝弥赛亚、拒绝基督的人，跟他们说
，He says, "You are stiff-necked."
他说你们这些硬着颈项的人
，That is defiant or rebellious.
意思就是反叛悖逆的人
，Uncircumcised in heart and ears.
心与耳都未受割礼的人。
That is, they are unregenerate in their heart and they cannot hear what God says.
意思就是他们的心没有被圣灵重生，所以他们听不见神的道，听不懂神的话。
And then he says, you're always resisting the Holy Spirit.
然后他说，你们时常抗拒圣灵。
And so here's what is important for us to understand.
啊，这里我们需要明白非常重要的事啊。
When the gospel is preached,
当我们传福音的时候
，and you hear Christ presented to you,
你听见福音基督被传到你的耳中
，and you are called to believe and to repent.
呼召临到你，叫你悔改，叫你相信。
The Spirit of God is at work in the preaching of the gospel.
神的灵借着传讲福音正在动工，在你心中动工。
And there are some who resist.
有一些人会拒绝。
And they dig in their heels.
他们就站稳脚跟不动。
And they refuse to believe.
他们硬着颈项不相信。
It's as if they say in their own hearts.
好像他们在心中自己说。
I will not have Jesus rule over my life.
我不要耶稣统治我的生命，管我
Listen very carefully to me.
注意非常注意的听啊。
If that is you,
如果你是这样的心的话
you need to stop.
你赶快停止吧。
Don't harden your heart.
不要硬着心肠。
When the Spirit of God speaks to you, you have to yield to Him.
当神的灵向你说话，你必须要顺服他。
The more you resist,
你越拒绝他。
The easier it is to resist.
你就更容易拒绝他。
And so some of you come and you hear Pastor Larry's preaching week after week.
所以有些人来这听到听我们讲了一个礼拜一个礼拜的去讲。
And you hear sermon after sermon from the Bible.
你从圣经里头听了一篇又一篇的道。
And you sit there and you politely listen.
你坐在那里你客客气气的听。
But your heart is hard.
但是你的心是刚硬的。
You can resist the call of the gospel.
你可以拒绝那福音的恩召啊。
And you will be responsible for resisting the call of the gospel.
你会有一天要交账，因为你拒绝了那福音的呼召。
And so today, if you hear his voice,
是今天你若听见他的声音，
do not harden your heart.
不要硬着心。
But there's another kind of call.
但是还有另外一种呼召，不仅是外界。
And it is the effectual call of the gospel.
就是福音有效的呼召。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
This is a lengthy passage.
这是一段比较长的经文。
But it is a very important passage.
但是非常的重要啊。我们一起来读。基督差遣我，原不是为施洗，乃是为传福音，并不用智慧的言语，免得基督的十字架落了空，因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。智慧人在哪里？文士在哪里？这世上的辨识在哪里？神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗？世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。 OK， 但那蒙召的无论是犹太人希尼人，基督总为神的能力神的智慧，因神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多，神却拣选了世上愚拙的叫有智慧的羞愧，又拣选了世上软弱的叫那强壮的羞愧，神也拣选了世上卑贱的被人厌恶的以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的，使一切有血气的在神面前一个也不能自夸。但你们在的基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎，如经上所记，夸口的当指着主夸口。
In verse 18, Paul says that there's two categories of people.
第十八节告诉我们有两种人呐。
There's those who are perishing,
就是那些灭亡的人
，and those who are being saved,
和那些得救的人。
What distinguishes the two groups?
这两种人有什么不同呢？
Is the way that they view the word of the cross.
不同在于他们如何看待十字架的道理。
The word of the cross is the preaching of the gospel.
十字架道理呢，就是福音的传讲。
So for those who are perishing,
对那些灭亡的人呢，
they hear the message of the gospel.
他们听到了福音的信息呢。
And they think it's foolishness.
他们就认为那是愚拙、愚昧。
They think the message is silly.
他们认为这很愚蠢啊，迷信。
They think the message is something that is a myth for old women.
他们认为这是老太婆、老奶奶相信的那些迷信的玩意儿。
But for those who are being saved,
但是对那些得救的人呢,
the message of the cross is the power of God.
十字架的道理乃是神的大能。
And so there are two categories, those who are being saved,
所以有两种人,第一种是那些得救的,
and those who are perishing,
和那些灭亡的人。
Notice verse 23.
好,再注意第二十三节。
Paul says, we preach Christ crucified.
我们却是传钉十字架的基督。
To the Jews, a stumbling block.
在犹太人为绊脚石。
And to Gentiles, foolishness.
在外邦人为愚拙。
And so there are Gentiles and Jews that are perishing.
所以这里不管是犹太人还是外邦人，这些都是灭亡的啊。
And when the Jews who are perishing hear the gospel,
好，当那些灭亡的犹太人听到了福音呢
？It's a stumbling block.
就叫他们绊倒了。
They hear it and they say to themselves,
他们听了这个福音，他们就自己说自言自语了。
A crucified Messiah,
被钉十字架的弥赛亚。
What an offense!
这是绊脚石嘛。
The Messiah couldn't be cursed by God.
弥赛亚，基督怎么可能被神咒诅呢？不可能。
And so they reject the message.
所以他们就拒绝了这福音的信息。
The Greeks hear the message of the cross.
外邦人呢，听到了这福音的信息。
And they say it's foolishness.
他们说这愚昧嘛。
A Jewish Messiah,
一个犹太的弥赛亚救世主
crucified for our sins,
为我们的罪被钉死
and then raised up from the dead,
然后从死里又复活了
How ridiculous!
这简直不可理喻嘛
And there are still people like that today.
今天也有这样的人
They hear the message of the gospel,
他们听到了福音的信息
And it's a stumbling block to them.
对他们是一个绊脚石。
They say, I could never believe such a thing.
他们说我永远不能信这样的玩意儿。
It's an offense to my self-esteem.
这对我的自尊是一个羞耻，是一个耻辱。
It is an insult to my self-worth.
这对我的价值是一个贬低。
And then other people say, it's absolutely silly.
还有另外一些人说，这福音的道理简直就是胡说八道嘛，这是愚昧。
Intellectually, I could never believe such a thing.
像我们这样有智慧的人，我的理智不能接受这种胡说的道理啊，神话、迷信。
Paul says that the message of the cross is a stumbling block and foolishness to those who are perishing.
所以保罗说，十字架道理对那些灭亡的人是绊脚石，也是为愚拙的。
This last Thursday,
上一个礼拜四。
A very famous atheist,
一个很有名的无神论者
Christopher Hitchens,
啊，这是他的名字
died,
死掉了
62 years old,
62岁，拜拜
died of esophagus cancer,
这是喉咙的癌症死掉
He mocked the gospel,
他藐视福音，他讥诮福音。
Said that religion was bad for people.
他说宗教啊对人没有好处的。
Said the idea of God was harmful to people.
这个神的概念啊对人的灵魂有害的。
It was total foolishness to him.
他说对他来说啊这神啊上帝啊宗教都是简直就是愚昧不可理喻。
But I heard an interview that he did with a liberal minister.
但是我听到他跟一个自由派的牧师呢，有一段的彼此的对话。
And the liberal minister said to him,
这个自由派的牧师对他说
Now, aren't you just talking about people who just take the Bible to be literally true?
你是不是在讲那些认为圣经是一字一句都是神所默示的，都是神的话语？你是不是讲这些人呢？
And he said, well, yes.
这个无神论说是的。
And then she said, but I'm a Christian, but I don't believe the Bible's literally true.
但是这个自由派神学家说，我是个基督徒啊，但是我不相信圣经是神的话，是百分之百真实的。
And so then the atheist, Christopher Hitchens,
所以这个无神论者呢，就说了。
Said, well, then you're actually not a Christian.
那么，其实你根本不是基督徒嘛。
The atheist unbeliever,
你看这个不相信神的人，这个无神论者
，actually knew more than the Christian unbeliever.
比这个所谓的基督徒的不信者懂得更多。
To the atheist, it was just foolishness.
对这个无神论者来说，这圣经就是愚昧。
To the one who still wanted to be a quote Christian,
但是对那个想要做基督徒，所谓的基督徒的那个自由派神学家，
the idea of atonement and resurrection were stumbling blocks.
救赎啊，还有复活啊，这些思想都是绊脚石。
Paul says they're perishing.
他们都是灭亡的人。
But notice verse 24.
注意二十四节啊。
But to those who are the called,
但是那些蒙召的
both Jews and Greeks,
无论是犹太人还是希利尼人
Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God,
基督总为神的能力神的智慧
And so very clearly for Paul,
是很明显对保罗来说
you have those who are perishing,
你有那些灭亡的人
and they think the gospel's foolishness or a stumbling block,
他们认为这个福音是绊脚石是愚拙的
But then you have the called.
但你还有那些蒙召的人另一方面。
Now, all of them have heard the gospel.
他们都听见了这福音的呼召。
But for the called,
但是对那些蒙召的人
the gospel takes on significance and power.
那福音有能力，有力量。
Because in it they hear of Christ who is the power of God to set them free.
因为在福音中那些蒙召的人听见福音是神的能力，能够叫他们得释放、得自由。
Okay, let's take a look over at Romans chapter 8 again.
我们再看看罗马书第八章啊。
We saw this a little earlier.
我们先前看过。
Verses 28-30.
二十八节到三十节。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人，又召他们来；所召来的人，又称他们为义；所称为义的人，又叫他们得荣耀。
So we're talking about the call of God, which is effective in bringing us to Christ.
所以我们讲到这呼召有效的呼召，使我们能够来到基督面前了。
In the First Corinthians passage,
在哥林多前书那段经文
，it's very very clear that the call brings us to see Christ as the power of God and the wisdom of God.
很明显的，这个呼召呢，使我们看到基督是神的能力，是神的智慧。
In this passage, Paul takes a little different angle.
这段经文里头，保罗从另一个角度来看。
In verse 28, he gives us a wonderful promise.
第二十八节，他给我们一个非常美好的应许。
He says that we know God causes all things to work together for good.
他说我们晓得神叫万事都互相效力啊。
Now, just a reminder to us.
提醒我们啊，再一次。
That this is God's definition of good, not necessarily our definition of good.
这个叫我们得益处，这个益处是神的定义啊，不是我们自己以为的益处啊。
And God's definition of good is ultimately our conformity to Christ.
神的益处是叫我们最终效法他儿子的模样，这是神眼中的益处。
And so we have this confidence that God's working in all the situations of our life.
所以我们很有信心，神在万事，在我们生命中所有的环境中都在动工。
But is this something that's true for absolutely everybody?
但是不是对所有的人这个应许都适用呢
？Paul actually qualifies it for us.
好，保罗呢，他讲有条件的哦。
It is for those who love God.
这是那些爱神的人。
And to those who are the called according to His purpose.
就是按他旨意被召的人，对他们才有益处。
And so that idea of being called according to His purpose,
所以这个按他旨意被召的人这个概念啊
leads Paul into the golden chain of salvation,
就把保罗带到那救恩的金色的锁链中，一环扣一环啊。
So in verse 29,
好二十九节
，Paul begins with the first link of the chain.
保罗就从这个锁链的第一个环节开始讲。
For those whom he foreknew,
因为他预先所知道的人。
We dealt with this in the question and answer time.
我们刚刚问答的时候，我们提到这段经文了。
What is being said is those whom God put his love and affection on in eternity past.
好，这里所预先所知道指的是在永恒，在万古之间，神把他的爱就放在他们身上，就预先知道的人啊。
So those whom he foreknew, he predestined.
那些他所知道的人，他就预先定下来。
And so those whom he predestined, that is, he established their eternal destiny.
好，那些他所预先定下，就是他预定了他们永恒的归宿的人。
And what is their eternal destiny?
那么他永恒的归宿是什么地方呢？
To be conformed to the image of his son.
是效法他儿子的模样。
In verse 30,
第三十节，
those whom he predestined, he also called.
那些他所预先定下来的人，他又招他们来。
Now, is this the general call that goes out to absolutely everybody?
这指的是不是那外在的普遍的呼召，所有的人都会听见的呼召？
It actually cannot be.
不可能是这个呼召，不是外在的呼召。
It only applies to those who had been predestined.
这指那些被神所预定的人才能听见的呼召。
And so those who were predestined in eternity past,
是那些被神在万古之前所预定的人
are called in their lifetime,
在他们有生之年就蒙神呼召了。
And those who are called are also justified,
好，这些所招来的人又称他们为义。
And so not everybody that gets called is justified, right?
不是每一个蒙召的人都被称义了，对不对？
But those who are effectively called,
而是那些被有效的内部的呼召的人，
put their faith in Jesus Christ,
让他们信靠了耶稣基督，
and then are justified,
那么他们被称为义了。
And then those who are justified, he also glorified.
好，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Is there anyone here who's glorified already?
当中有没有人已经得荣耀了呢？拜拜。
None of you look glorified to me.
你们看起来都没有得荣耀。
But the tense seems to be a past tense.
这里的那时态啊，是过去式的时态。
Those whom he justified, he has also glorified.
那些所称义的人又叫他们得荣耀，那是过去式。
Well, I know that I'm not glorified.
我知道我还没得荣耀。You don't look like it.
And I know that Pastor Larry's not glorified.
我也没得荣耀，你也知道。
And I know that you're not glorified.
你们也没得荣耀，现在还没到时候。
And so how can Paul say this?
那保罗怎么能够说过去是得荣耀呢？
The reason Paul can say he has glorified,
他能够说他们已经得荣耀了的原因，
is because that final stage of salvation,
因为我们得救的那个最后的一个环节
is so certain for God's elect,
对神所拣选的人是百分之百注定的，
that Paul can speak of it as if it has already happened.
所以保罗可以用这样的语言来说，好像他已经发生了，已经得荣耀了一样。
And now we're going to read our Bible backwards.
好，现在我们要从后面读到前面啊，读我们圣经。
I want to show you how the call of God is particular to the elect.
好，我要讲明白，这有效的呼召是针对那一些蒙拣选的人的有效的呼召。
So imagine on that great last day.
好，想象啊，在那个最后的末日那一天。
You have all of the people that God had saved and glorified.
你有所有的神所拣选的得荣耀的所有的选民都在那儿啊。
That's not going to be every single person who ever lived, right?
不是有史以来所有活过的人，对不对？
Let's just say with certainty, for instance, Judas won't be there.
我们至少知道犹大不会在那群人当中，对不对？
We know that those who are lost will not be glorified with God's saints.
我们知道那些失落的人不能够与神的圣徒一同得荣耀，不可能。
So we ask this question.
所以我们要问这个问题啊。
Who are these who are glorified?
哎，这些得荣耀的人到底是谁呢？
They are the ones whom God justified.
他们是神所称义的人，称为义的人。
And who were those who God justified?
那神所称义的人又是谁呢?
They were the ones that God had called.
他们是那些蒙召的人。
And who did God call?
那神呼召了谁呢?
Those who had been predestined.
就是那些蒙神预定的人。
And who did God predestine?
那神预定了谁呢?
Those whom he foreknew.
就是他预先所知道的人,预知的人。
And so there is a call that is effective in bringing us to Jesus Christ.
这个呼召是一个有效、绝对有能力把人带到耶稣面前的有效的呼召。
Last night we looked at John chapter 6.
昨天晚上我们看了约翰福音第六章。
And I gave away my best illustration last night.
我把我最好的例子昨晚都讲完了啊。
So, maybe I'll repeat it, I don't know yet.
也许我要重复啊，我不知道。
Verse
37. 37节。
Go ahead.
好，凡父所赐给我的人，必到我这里来。到我这里来的人，我总不丢弃他。
So, last night we focused on those whom the Father gave to the Son.
昨天晚上呢，我们焦点集中在那些父给死的这些人。
But notice the second part.
好，请注意这后半部啊。
Those whom the Father has given to the Son.
好，那些父赐给子的人呢
？Will come to Him.
必到我这里来。
And Jesus then will never cast them out.
然后呢，主耶稣说，我总不丢弃他。
And so in that passage, we have election and effectual calling.
所以在这段经文里头，既有神的拣选，又有那有效的呼召。
And then last night we also looked at verse 44.
昨天晚上我们也看了44节啊。
Go ahead.
好，若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有能到我这里来的。到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。
And so here we see that no one actually can come to Jesus on his own.
所以我们看到没有人能够靠自己的努力来到神面前。
The Father must draw him.
除非父吸引他，所以父必须先吸引他，他才能来。
All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
再看哥林多前书第一章。
The Corinthian church
这哥林多教会啊
was in a very, very sinful city.
这个哥林多是一个非常邪恶的罪恶之城啊。
Are you guys familiar with Las Vegas, Nevada?
你们知道Vegas 那个坏那个他的家乡 ，his hometown?
No.
Okay. Close to it.
I am very far away from Las Vegas.
Okay. 我住得很远。
But Las Vegas has a nickname.
这个赌城啊，有一个花名。
It's called Sin City.
称之为罪恶之城。
Corinth was the sin city of the ancient world.
哥林多呢，就是那个古代的罪恶之城。
Every possible vice was available in Corinth.
在哥林多你可以找到各种各样的邪恶的事情都有。
And so Paul in Acts chapter 18 goes to Corinth.
所以在使徒行传第十八章，保罗到了哥林多。
And begins preaching the gospel.
他就开始传福音了。
Now, when you think about it,
当你想到这个,
the Corinthians are not respectable people.
这哥林多人不是一些尊贵的、高尚的、德高望重的人。
They're not noble people.
他们也不是很有气派的人。
They're not really religious people.
他们也不是有宗教背景、有信仰的人、寻求神的人。
In fact, to be religious in the city of Corinth,
其实在哥林多啊，如果你是个敬虔人的话。
Was to engage in temple prostitution.
你就会参与那些庙里的淫乱的活动。
And so Paul was going into a very tough city.
所以保罗进到一个非常不道德的一个败坏的城市。
And the person might say to himself,
一个人可能自己说啊
，Paul, the sinners are too great in Corinth.
保罗啊，这是。哥林多这些罪人呐、啊，罪大恶极，无可救药了。
You're gonna preach and preach and preach.
你尽管去传吧，传吧，传吧。
And these people are gonna eat you alive.
那这些人会把你活活的吃掉。
Well, Paul goes to Corinth and he preaches.
那保罗就去了，去了哥林多，他就传福音了。
And God saved sinners.
那神就拯救了许多罪人。
All kinds of sinners.
各种各样的罪人。
In fact, Paul gives a list of the kinds of sinners.
其实呢，保罗把那个什么样的罪人，他都列出来。
In 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10.
第六章九到十节，他讲到什么样的罪人。
But what I want you to see is verse 9.
我要你注意的是一章九节啊。
Why was the gospel successful in Corinth?
为什么神的福音在哥林多产生了果效呢？
Verse 9 is the answer.
第九节是答案。
God is faithful through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
And so here we see what makes the gospel successful is that God is faithful.
你知道，什么使福音有果效呢？是因为神的信实。
Paul actually had a vision when he was in Corinth.
当保罗在哥林多的时候，他从神那得到一个异象。
Where an angel delivered a message to him.
天使给他一个信息。
And said, Paul, do not be afraid.
告诉保罗，你不要害怕。
Of course, you would be afraid if you were in such a wicked city like Corinth.
当然，如果你在哥林多这样一个罪恶之城，你本来应该害怕的。
But the Lord said to Paul.
但是神对保罗说，
Don't be afraid.
不要惧怕。
For I have many people in this city.
因为我在这城里有许多的人啊。
In other words, he had many of his elect.
换言之，他在这城里有许多他的选民。
That he would use Paul.
他要使用保罗。
To call them into the gospel.
呼召他们，借着福音呼召他们。
And so as Paul thinks about his ministry at Corinth,
所以当保罗想到他在哥林多的服事的时候，
he proclaims that God is faithful,
所以他就说神是信实的，
through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son.
你们是被他所召， 好与他的儿子我们耶稣基督一同得分。
Well, there are other passages that we could look at.
还有其他的经文我们也可以看的啊。
Last night we thought about Lydia in Acts chapter 16.
我们昨天晚上看了《使徒行传》十六章的吕底亚啊。
Lydia is a great example of the effectual call of God.
吕底亚就是一个很好的例子，神的有效的呼召，神开导他的心。
The Philippian jailer is another example of the effectual call of God.
那腓立比的狱卒也是一个很好的例子，神的有效的呼召领导了他。
But I want to give a couple of examples from Scripture.
那我现在呢，要从圣经里头给你举几个例子。
In Ezekiel chapter 37,
在以西结书第三十七章。
God gives Ezekiel a vision.
神给了以西结一个异象。
And he sees this valley.
他看到这个山谷里头。
Does anybody remember what's in the valley in Ezekiel 37?
有没有人记得以西结书三十七章，这个山谷里头有什么东西啊？
Dry bones?
Yeah.
Is that what they said? Dry bones?
Yeah.
You're right. Dry bones.
枯干的骨头。
Now, if you were in the Nevada desert,
如果你在我们那个州的那个沙漠里，
and you saw dried bones,
你看到的干枯干的骨头，
from a deer or an elk,
或者是一个大鹿啊，或者一个小鹿啊的骨头，枯干的骨头，
you could make one very solid conclusion about the deer or elk.
你就可以很肯定的做出结论，说这个鹿啊，
it was dead.
死掉了，对不对？
Dry bones are a sure sign of death.
枯干的骨头表明了死亡了，这是死亡最大的证据。
And so Ezekiel sees this valley filled with dry bones.
以西结看到这个山谷里头充满了死人的骨头，都枯干了。
And the Lord says to Ezekiel,
主对以西结说，
Son of man, can these bones live?
人子啊，这些骨头能够活过来吗？
In other words, can life come out of death?
换言之，从这个死亡当中能够有生命出来吗？
Now Ezekiel was very wise in his answer.
那以西结呢，他的回应非常有智慧。
He did not give a biologically correct answer.
他没有给一个从生物学的角度正确的回答。
He did not say.
他没有说。
Well, Lord, the bones are dry.
他没有说主啊，这些骨头都枯掉了。
There's no flesh on them.
这骨头上没有任何的皮肉啊。
There's no life.
这没有生命啦。
Dead is dead.
死了就死了吗？
Rather, he said.
他没有那么说，他反而那么说。
Lord, you know.
他说, 主啊, 你知道。
You know the answer to that question.
你知道答案。 你自己问的问题, 你自己知道答案。
And then God says to Ezekiel,
然后神对以西结说,
prophesy over the dead bones.
向这些枯干的骨头发预言。
Now, how much sense does that make?
这简直不可理喻嘛。
That's like telling somebody to go to the morgue.
这个就像叫人去殡仪馆里头，跑到殡仪馆去。
And say, preach to the dead people.
你跟这些死人讲道吧。
You're not going to get a very good response.
你肯定没有什么回应的。
About the same as preaching in most churches.
这也像在大多数教会讲道也是这样。
And so Ezekiel goes out and in obedience, he just preaches to the dry bones.
先知以西结呢，就顺服神的话语，他就跟这些死掉的、枯干的骨头讲道了，发预言了。
As he preaches to the dead bones,
当他正在传讲道的时候
，the Spirit of God comes with power.
神的灵就大能的降临了。
And the bones begin to rattle and move.
这些骨头就开始动了，噗噗噗噗，听到声音了。
And come back together.
就一起连，一个一个连，连起来了。
And the sinew and the muscles and the ligaments begin to appear.
那个筋啊，那个肉啊，哇，就开始出现了。
And then God raises up out of the dead bones and a whole army.
那神就从这些枯干的骨头当中兴起了一群大军。
And the passage is a powerful reminder to us.
这段经文对我们是一个很大的提醒。
That the Spirit of God is the one that brings life out of death.
是神的灵使死人复活的。
The Spirit of God is the one that takes the Word of God and brings life.
神的灵借着神的道带来生命。
So fast forward about 500 years.
好，我们继续向往前看500年啊，再往前。
From the time of Ezekiel,
从以西结再往前500年。
Jesus had some very good friends.
好，到了耶稣的时代，主耶稣有很多的好朋友。
Mary and Martha.
玛利亚、马大，还有。
And their brother.
还有他的兄弟拉撒路。
And what was his name?
I said it already. Sorry, I'm too fast.
Lazarus.
Okay.
And Jesus gets word that Lazarus is sick.
耶稣听说拉撒路生病了。
And he delays going to see Lazarus.
他就延迟等了一会儿再去看拉撒路。
Because he knows what he's going to do.
因为他知道他要做什么。
He makes his way back to Bethany.
他就回到了伯特利。
And before he actually enters into the village,
在他进到这个小村庄之前
one of the sisters comes running out to him.
这两个姊妹玛利亚马他们来了一个姊妹
and says, Lord, if you would have only been here, our brother would not have died.
玛利亚说主啊如果你在这里的话我们的弟弟就不会死了
And Jesus says that he's going to live.
耶稣说他会活的。
And Mary says, Lord, I know that he'll be raised in the last day.
玛利亚说我知道在末日他必要复活。
Jesus says, I'm the resurrection and the life.
耶稣说复活在我生命也在我。
And so Jesus says, show me where he's been buried.
耶稣说他埋在哪里给我看看他在哪。
And he goes to the tomb.
他就到了他的坟墓。
And the shortest verse in the Bible.
圣经里最短的一节经文怎么说
tells us Jesus wept.
耶稣哭了。
And as he stood there at the tomb,
当耶稣站在拉撒路坟墓那
he said, roll away the stone.
他说把那个石头给挪开。
And Mary says, Lord,
玛利亚说主啊
I don't want to be unkind.
我不愿意这么顶撞你不好意思。
And I certainly loved my brother.
我也爱我的弟弟。
But he smells by now.
那现在他有味道了。
He's been dead for 4 days.
他已经死了四天嘞。
Now whether you've been dead for 4 minutes or 4 days,
不管你死了四分钟还是四天
，dead is dead,
死了就死了。
But the fact is, 4 days dead, you smell worse than 4 minutes dead.
但是呢，死了四分钟的味道跟四天的味道不一样。
The decay and corruption has already set in.
那个腐烂呐、啊，那个败坏呢，已经开始了那个过程。
And Jesus stood outside of that opened tomb.
耶稣站在那个打开的坟墓的门口。
And he cried out, Lazarus, come forth.
他大声呼喊说，拉撒路出来。
He's talking to a dead man.
他在跟死人说话耶。
That doesn't make any sense.
这不可理喻耶。
Unless the command has the power to bring life.
除非他的吩咐有能力把生命注入在拉萨路里面。
And so Lazarus comes hopping out of the tomb.
所以拉萨路就哦真的出来了。
Bound in his grave clothes.
身上带着裹尸布。
And so the picture is glorious.
是这个这个图画太荣耀了。
It shows us that the call of Jesus
是显明耶稣基督的呼召
has the power to raise the dead.
有能力叫死人复活。
And so when we talk about the effectual call of the gospel,
所以当我们讲到福音有效的呼召的时候
we're talking about the Spirit of God who comes with power.
我们讲到的是神的灵带着能力
andenlivens dead hearts
使那死掉了的心活过来
and awakens dead sinners
使那些罪人苏醒过来
and opens up spiritually blind eyes
把那些灵性瞎了的眼睛使他们复明
and makes Christ beautiful
他们看见基督的荣耀荣美
as a pastor
身为一个牧师啊
I want to tell you why this makes a difference to me.
我要告诉你为什么对我来说呢这个道理这么重要。
I preach 3 times a week.
我一个礼拜讲3次道。
And then I also go into the prison and preach.
我也到监狱里头去讲道。
If I did not believe in the effectual call of God,
如果我不相信神有效的呼召的话
I would never preach again.
我就永远不愿意再讲一次道。
If I had to just depend on my own wit and cleverness,
如果我要靠我自己的聪明，我自己的技巧来讲道
，to make an impact on people,
借着我的口才，我的方法能够改变人的话
，I would give up and I would do something else.
我早就放弃了，我早就改行了。
But there is power in the gospel.
但是福音中有大能。
And the gospel, when it goes forth to the called, it's the power of God.
当福音到达了那蒙召人的耳中，那就是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
So I, as a very, very young pastor,
所以我身为一个很年轻的牧师的时候
，I was, I think I was 27 years old or so.
那个时候我大概27岁啊，那个时候。
There was this man we started praying for.
我们开始为一个男人祷告啊。
His name was Doug.
他的名字叫 Doug.
And Doug was an old, crotchety, irritable, grouchy man.
这个 Doug 是一个一个脾气不好，成天就又脏又臭的一个男人。
He used to work in Las Vegas.
他以前在赌城工作。
And he worked at the casinos.
他在那个赌场里面工作。
Organizing all the entertainment.
他在安排所有的娱乐。
He had retired to our area.
他后来退休了，就住到他们那儿去了。
And one of the men in our church invited him to come to church.
我们教会的一个会员呢，就邀请这个人呢来我们教会聚会。
And he said no.
他说不，我不去。
I would rather waste an hour on Sunday some other way.
我宁可在别的地方浪费一个钟头，也不去教会。
So we kept praying for Doug.
所以我们继续为这个 Doug 祷告。
And one morning he shows up to church.
有一天呢，竟然来到教会了。
And he sits in the back row.
他坐在最后一排。
His arms crossed.
他的手这样。
Scowl on his face.
脸上的一股那个皱眉头的样子。
Keeps looking at his watch.
总是看他手表。
Giving me the, we call it the stink eye.
他用那个狠狠的眼睛瞪着我。
And so I'd preach to Doug and he'd sit there week after week. He kept coming back.
So 我在那儿跟他讲道，他每个礼拜都来，总是回来听道。
And one day I got so frustrated with Doug.
有一天呢，我实在忍无可忍。
I said, some of you look like you've been drinking dill pickle juice.
Dill pickle. That's wine?
No, no, something really sour.
Okay. 有些人好像吃了醋过来的。
So the next Sunday,
下一个礼拜
Doug comes walking up.
那个 Doug 又来了。
And he said, I drank my pickle juice this morning, Pastor.
他说，我今天真的吃了醋来的。他说，牧师啊。
And so I kept preaching to Doug.
所以我继续跟他讲道。
And so one day we were going to have a baptism class.
有一天呢，我们要有基要班要受洗了。
And Doug called me on the phone.
Doug 就跟我打电话。
And he said, I want to come to that baptism class.
我也要参加基要课，我要受洗。
I said, why?
我说为什么？
Says I want to be baptized.
我要受洗，他说。
I said, well, Doug.
我说 Doug.
You need to be a Christian to be baptized.
你先要成为基督徒才能受洗，别洗澡。
And he says, I'm coming to the baptism class.
他说我就要来参加基要班受洗课。
So after the baptism class.
听了课之后呢？
I told the people, go and write out your testimony.
我叫这些信徒呢，把你的见证写下来。
Tell how you came to Christ.
啊，你怎么信主的过程写下来。
And so Doug took a pad of paper.
所以这个 Doug 就拿了一堆纸。
And he was done in like 30 seconds.
30秒就写完了。
And I thought, I knew it.
我说我也知道你的见证。
He doesn't have a testimony.
他根本没有见证。
And so I looked at the pad of paper.
所以我就看他写的。
And it simply said.
他简简单单的说。
I have lived a very sinful life.
我活了一个非常罪恶的一生了，我这辈子。
And I have asked Jesus to forgive me of my sins.
我已经请耶稣赦免我一切的罪。
And I have entrusted myself to Him as my Lord and Savior.
我把我自己交托给他，成为我的救主和我的主宰。
And however many years I have left,
不管我剩下的有多少年日，
I will follow Him.
我要跟随耶稣。
And I thought to myself,
我心里头想，
How in the world did he come to know Jesus?
他这个人怎么能够认识耶稣呢？
God is faithful.
因为神是信实的。
God's the one who opens the eyes.
是神开他的眼睛。
God's the one who opens the heart.
神开他的心门。
God's the one who calls.
神呼召了他。
I baptized Doug when he was 68 years old.
当他68岁的时候，我为他受了洗。
And was with him when he died 7 years later.
七年之后他死的时候，我也在那。
We had another man in our church.
我们教会还有个人。
Who was a biker.
他是骑单车的。
No, not bicycle. Vroom, vroom.
哦，他是那个摩托车手。
Not this, who's this?
摩托车手。
He had a bald, has a bald head.
他是大光头。
Some beady eyes.
那个眼睛细细的。
Little bit of must beard right here.
然后有个山羊胡子。
He tattoos on his arm.
全身都是刺青。
And he hated me.
他恨死我。
The only reason he came to church.
他来教会唯一的原因呢？
Was because he liked a lady in our church.
因为他喜欢我们教会的女生，一个女孩。
I kept telling him to go away.
我说赶快走走走。
He kept coming back.
让他继续回来。
And he'd sit there and stare at me while I was preaching.
当我讲道的时候，他总是瞪着我。
To intimidate me.
想要叫我怕。
And then when he realized he wasn't intimidating me.
当他明白了他瞪着我，我也不害怕的时候。
Then he just acted like he was bored.
他就假装他很无聊，听不进去。
He'd yawn really loud.
好大声，大声。打哈欠。
And then one night he didn't show up to church.
有一天晚上呢，他没来教会。
And so I asked his lady friend,
我就问他那个想要追的女朋友啊，
Where's Harry?
那个 Harry 跑哪去了？
And she said, I don't know.
我也不知道啊。
So I went home after church.
所以我聚完会以后我回家了。
And the lady friend calls me.
他那个女朋友呢跟我打电话。
And she said, Harry stayed home from church to read his Bible.
Harry 呢留在家里头在读他的圣经。
When I got home from church,
当我回到家里的时候，
He said, I have news for you.
他说我有个好消息告诉你。
God made me a Christian.
神已经使我成为基督徒了。
And she said, how do you know?
女朋友说你怎么知道你是基督徒？
He said, I now love Jesus Christ.
那 Harry 说我现在爱主耶稣了。
And here's this mean biker.
这个脾气很大很凶狠的摩托车手。
Right, this kind, not this kind. He he was not looking for salvation. He didn't believe anything that I said. And he sat there week after week angry. With no thought or interest in Christ. So how does somebody like that turn around and say, I love Jesus Christ? It is the effective call of God. Some of you are Christians,
有些人呢, 你们当中已经是基督徒,
and you never even thought about God. You had no interest in spiritual things. But then you had a friend who invited you to church. Or somebody started talking to you about the gospel. And at first you thought it was foolish.
起初你认为这是愚昧, 不可理喻,
but then the light got turned on.
然后忽然那个光亮了,
and you saw the beauty and the glory and the truth of Christ.
你看到基督的荣美, 基督的真理,
you didn't do that.
这不是你自己造成的结果,
the Holy Spirit did that.
这是圣灵动的善功,
and so we give thanks to God.
所以我们把感恩归给神,
who is faithful to call us
他呼召我们, 他是信实的,
through the gospel of Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督的福音,
let's pray together.
好,
Father, we pray 父, even tonight
我们祈求你, 甚至今晚,
that you would be pleased to call some to yourself. Father, we pray that you would bring the dead to life.
Oh, 愿你使那死人复活,
that you would open up spiritually blind eyes.
你使那些盲眼复明,
and we pray that you would do it for the glory of Jesus Christ.
为了耶稣基督的荣耀, 愿你成全这事,
Father, for those of us who have been called,
对我们这些已经蒙召的人,
we pray that our own hearts would be filled with wonder and love and praise.
愿我们的心充满了感恩、惊叹和赞美,
and gratitude to you who are faithful.
我们感谢你这位信实的主,
we give you thanks in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名感谢你。
Amen.
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.